From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish. The political crisis in Egypt is deepening. Today, as violence flared in multiple cities, the main opposition coalition rejected President Mohamed Morsi's call for dialogue. The worst clashes have been in Port Said on the Mediterranean. Over the past 3 days, at least 43 people have been killed there. The rioting was sparked by death sentences handed down against 21 local soccer fans. They were convicted of murder for dozens of deaths in a post-game brawl last year. But the anger is not only directed at that court ruling. 2 years after Egypt's revolution, Port Said is becoming a symbol of Egyptians' loss of faith in state institutions. NPR's Leila Fadel traveled there today.
Helicopters buzzed overhead as residents of Port Said buried seven more people killed in violence here. With our blood, with our soul, we'll sacrifice for you, Port Said, men yelled, waving their fists in the air outside the cemetery. The city is one of three that embattled President Mohamed Morsi placed under emergency rule for 30 days. That means that anyone can be arrested at any time, for any reason, with no due process. It is a move Morsi said he was forced to take because of what he called counter-revolutionaries using violence to undermine the state. Residents in Port Said vowed to defy that curfew.
We didn't want Mohamed Morsi anymore. We hate him. We want to be an independent city. We will not go home.
Mohamed Asaba watched Morsi's speech Sunday night and took it as a threat of collective punishment for Port Said. He and others say that the police are committing a massacre, while the state paints demonstrators as armed thugs. Rage against the government runs deep here. Fatma Ahmed weeps near Maryam Mosque, where the dead are washed and prepared for burial. The mourners pray, and then crowds of young men carry the coffins to the cemetery. These are innocents, cries Fatma Ahmed. A crowd gathers around her, and the message is uniform. Morsi must go for the bloodshed to end, says one man. Morsi should be tried for murder, says another. Some call for his execution. Others demand a foreign force to protect them from the police. The roads in central Port Said are covered in shattered glass and burned tires, evidence of the violence over the past 3 days. Most shops and restaurants in the city center are closed, the word mourning written on the storefronts. Verses of the Quran are played for the dead over loudspeakers. Nothing will calm us down, Hisham Muhammad says. He holds out his hands and says, I wish I could cut it off. It is the hand I used to vote for Morsi. People here feel the state has abandoned them. The police, they say, are as brutal as ever. The corrupt bureaucratic institutions are the same, and unemployment is rising. They ridicule Morsi for asking them to respect the judiciary, when only 2 months ago he briefly put himself above judicial oversight because he claimed the top courts were corrupt. In the Port Said Cemetery, Mohamed Wahda points to the latest grave. In 2 days, he has helped bury 43 people. Morsi must find a solution quickly, he says, because the people are growing more angry by the minute. Clashes resumed in the city on Monday night, and Wahda will likely bury more people tomorrow. Leila Fadel, NPR News.